When Virginia won the College World Series 2 years ago, it was a proud moment for one of the area's own. Virginia's coach, Brian O'Connor, graduated from St. Albert High in Council Bluffs.
I knew that this is what I wanted to do. Never thought of winning a national championship.
O'Connor also played in the College World Series. He was on the 1991 Creighton team, enshrined in the form of a statue outside TD Ameritrade Park. If O'Connor would have remained in-state to play Division I baseball, there were two programs to choose from, the Iowa Hawkeyes or Northern Iowa. But the Northern Iowa Panthers eliminated their program 8 years ago, leaving the Hawkeyes as Iowa's only Division I team.
As a baseball person, baseball guy, I know all the baseball people in our state are sad over the fact. There's nothing you can do. I mean, you can't go back and change any of that happened, but, you know, it's just disappointing.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller, previously the head guy at Northern Iowa when the program was wiped out. Going further back, Iowa State baseball was dropped after 2001. The Cyclones made two appearances in the College World Series in 1957 and 1970. Kurt Kaufman of Glenwood, Iowa, a big league pitcher in the 1980s after his collegiate career at Iowa State, is still irked the Cyclones don't field a team.
Yeah, and most guys I've talked to locally around, everybody kind of has the same feeling, maybe a little bitterness about it.
First pitch, 6:32.
The Division I teams in Nebraska, the Huskers, Creighton Blue Jays, and Omaha Mavericks, reap the benefits. Blue Jays coach Ed Service, a former assistant coach at Iowa State in its day, says there's plenty of baseball talent to pull from Iowa.
Iowa high school baseball is very strong. They have a tremendous association over there. I've been able to go over there a couple times and speak to their high school coaches for their clinic. It's well attended, which always is an indicator that baseball is important to the folks in Iowa.
When Omaha played the Blue Jays at Werner Park this season, the Mavericks had three recruits in their dugout during pregame drills, two from Iowa. First-year coach Evan Porter says he'd like more.
There's a lot of good baseball in Iowa, and it's definitely a market that we're gonna try to tap into.
Despite all the major conference schools without a baseball program, such as Wisconsin and Colorado, 85% of the 300-plus Division I athletic programs fielded a baseball team this year. That's down a bit from 94% in 1971. That year, the most outstanding player in the College World Series came from a program that no longer exists, Tulsa University's Jerry Tabb. He was a first baseman and another player from a defunct program who made it to the big leagues.
Yeah, that was a disappointment when they got rid of the baseball program, because we had one of the best programs in the country.
Since then, Oral Roberts on the other side of town in Tulsa has done well in baseball along with the Big 12 teams, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. While the Nebraska schools continue to comb Iowa's fields of dreams for players, the Hawkeyes hope to have a moment like this.
Division I national champions.
With their own players from inside the Iowa borders. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.